Good morning and welcome again. During this time of the service, we usually ask the children to come up. But this time I'm asking the children to stay with their families because this is a story for all people, children and adults. And it also happens to be one of my favorite stories, and I cheat. I read it during the year. You know, I don't wait till Dia de los Muertos. This is called The Ghost. This is the book that it comes from, people. It's called Ghost Wings. Some time ago when I read this, people thought it was my own story. It's not my story, but I really feel it very much. Ghost Wings. There is a place in the Mexican forest where the monarch butterflies go. In the autumn, millions of them arrive to rest in the oyamil fir trees. They sip from nectarine plants and they fan their wings in the sun. In the spring, they begin their journey north. This place is called the Magic Circle. I remember the day the butterflies left. They were the color of the sun, sitting on the mountains. They filled the trees with gold, so many that they made the branches bend. When they flew away, their wings rustled like skirts. That was the day my grandmother died. Grandmother was my best friend. We made tortillas. We sang our favorite songs. Grandmother worked the dough on a big metate, pushing and mashing till it didn't have any lumps. I had a little metate right next to hers. When the tortillas were ready, we cooked them side by side. At night, Mama tucked me into bed, but I heard monsters that slither on the floor. They snapped their teeth and they hissed my name. I pulled the covers up to my chin, but still the monsters slithered and snapped. I cried out to Papa. He said, "You must be brave." I called to Mama and she said, "Nonsense, there are no monsters." But Grandmother, she leaned her broom against my bed and laid beside me, smelling of cornmeal and roses. "If the monsters dare to come," she said, "I'll chase them away with my broom." With Grandmother next to me, no monsters snapped their teeth, and none of them hissed my name. In winter, Grandmother and I loved to visit the Magic Circle. We sat on the forest floor, and we let the butterflies cover us with gold. We let them fan their wings on our shoulders and tickle our arms with their legs. One spring, Grandmother became very thin, thin as smoke. She didn't make tortillas anymore. She was too tired. She said, "It is almost time for the butterflies to leave. Come with me to the Magic Circle and we'll say goodbye." It was a cloudy day, and the butterflies clung to the trees. Their wings were closed, and they were still as stone. One butterfly lay on the forest floor. I picked him up and blew warm breath on him. He shook his wings, and he flew away. Close your eyes, grandmother said. Do you still feel the butterfly? I nodded. My arm still tickled. That's because they carry the souls of the old ones, and the old ones never really leave. Then the sun came out. The butterflies rose in a whoosh. They filled the sky with gold. In a few weeks, all the butterflies were gone. The magic circle was empty. That was the day my grandmother died. Papa took me to the magic circle, and we cried together. He said, "When you love someone, they never really, really leave you." But the butterflies were gone. He said the butterflies would come back, that they always came back. But my arm didn't feel the tickle anymore. That night, the monsters crouched beneath my bed and hissed my name. I trembled in my bed alone. I wanted grandmother. I leaned her broom against my bed, and I pressed my nose into her pillow. At first, I could smell cornmeal and roses, but after a while, even the smell was gone. There was no one between me and the monsters. The day of the roses passed, and the time of the marigolds. It all became marigolds. This was the season for the days of the dead, the time to remember the old ones. At the market, we bought candles and pan de los muertos with sugar bones on top. Mama chose a bag of oranges, and when I smelled them, they made my nose prickle. I bought a little skull made of chocolate and sugar. After lunch, Papa set up an ofrenda like we have here today, an ofrenda. On it, Mama put candles, oranges, and grandmother's picture. I leaned her broom against the altar, and I spread rose petals and cornmeal on top, like we spread marigolds today. When the day was almost gone, the light became thin as smoke. Mama lit the candles, and their flame shook the shadows from the room. Papa said, "I remember grandmother." Mama said, "I remember that she taught me how to cook. I tried to remember grandmother too, but she seemed so far away." All night, the candles flickered on the ofrenda. I smelled the roses and the cornmeal, and I went to sleep. In the morning, we walked to the cemetery. All the neighbors were there. We cleaned up the graves of the old ones. I spread flowers over grandmother's grave and ate my chocolate and sugar skull. The neighbors filled the cemetery with picnic baskets and flowers, stories and noise. One man sang grandfather's favorite songs. Da 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 da. There was a tiny flicker in the sky. It was a butterfly. Soon the tombs and the crosses were covered with flickering gold. One of the butterflies landed on my arm. It fanned the sun with its wings, and it tickled my arm with its legs. I said, I remember that grandmother was brave. She chased monsters with her broom. I remember how she smelled like cornmeal and roses. I remember she sang songs and made tortillas. And when she took me to the magic circle, it was really full of magic. The butterfly shook its wings and flew away. I closed my eyes. I could still feel the trickle, and it tickled my hand. In my head, I heard, yo te quiero mucho, 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 tanto como entonces. In my head, I heard my grandmother singing. I smell roses and cornmeal. Now I remember grandmother. One of my favorite stories. Now, if the children will come up, I will give them butterflies to take home so they can remember the story and they can remember this morning.